Now, Michael released her first EP in 2011, receiving airplay and acclaim from Holland and the United States of America. During 2012 and 2013, she wrote songs from various bands and worked as vocalist on two Eurovision Song Contest entries. Now, I did not know that. Going to find out a little bit more about it. But there's only one person to talk to about Micah, and that's Micah herself. She joins me on the line. Micah, good evening.
Oh, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, thank you very much. And compliments on the brand new single. I was actually transported away with the first couple of lines. It was very sort of Irish lament, and then it gets into a beat.
Yeah, actually, funny enough, that's when I tested the song out and my parents, the song about nearly, God, about 7 or 8 months ago, my dad actually said the same thing. There was a little bit of an Irish feel to it, but it's a little bit of a twist, a bit more modern and dancey as well. So, bit of a mix, you know.
Now, before we go any further, talk to me about working as vocalist on two Eurovision Song Contest entries. Who were they?
I'm trying to remember. This was years ago. But I was helping pitch a song for particular artists at the time. I think one of them was the year that Molly Sterling went in. I was helped write one of the co-writes on one of the songs that was pitched that year. I can't even remember now off the top of my head, but I know one song was pitched towards Nicky Byrne and I don't think it was picked up or anything like that. So it was experience just working on Eurovision tracks and what they would be looking for in that. So that was it really. I was used as a demo vocalist and then mainly as a writer to help with the melody and that was what I was really brought in for.
And we all know what happened after with Nicky Byrne, that somebody did pick up on him and sent him off and he didn't win and he came back. But so there you go. Now, you have been getting around. I know that you had a number 4 in the iTunes charts with the EP Lift Me Up, supporting the Saturdays. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was in a girl band called Rush a few years back. And what happened was we had a 4-track EP that came out. But before that was released, there was a competition to be a support act here in Dublin for the Saturdays, and basically the girls in that did a music video and they got picked up, and basically the video got to support them, be one of their acts, and that's what ended up happening there. Unfortunately though, with Rouge, we all kind of went our separate ways there a few years back, about 4 years ago I'd say now, but all of us are in entertainment in some way, form or another. You might know Karen, Mella and Maeve. They actually are, I was in the band with Maeve previously.
Fantastic. Now, a lot of people that are listening in, they're saying they don't know Micah. Well, I'm saying, you know, lads, you actually do, because a lot of people will be familiar with the Route 66 Big Band, because they have performed in some of the very best arenas around the country. You were actually in Fermleigh very recently. I know you're doing the Rose of Tralee Festival, but you see, I want to tell listeners, Micah is actually the lead female singer for Route 66, so there now, there's another feather to the bow. But that's going from strength to strength.
Yeah, it really is. To be honest with you, I think it's the fact that they play such a variety. Like, we go from right from the 1950s, 1960s, right up to today. So I think there's something in the set for everybody. And it's the fact as well that, you know, it's a big band sound, like it's a real live band sound. And there's something, even as a performer, singing with that kind of energy, it just does something to you when you're on stage. You know, it's just, there's an energy that comes from that big band. But we're back in the Rose of Tralee in the Dome this year. So we're there 2 years ago and we're back again this 23rd of August, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. But, you know, it's one thing to be fronting a cover band, but it's more than that. You're a singer, you're a songwriter. And I know you've written for a lot of other artists as well, but this is about putting you out there. You're a music teacher. You've taken a year out to focus on the music. Talk to me about your music style. What kind of style do you like to write in? Does it come from the heart? I presume it does.
Yeah, like everything that I write lyrically, there's something personal connected to it. I can't really separate myself from it. I suppose that's why people have said, oh, I'll write a happy song. I'm like, oh, I can, but there'll normally be a little bit of melancholy or something. Like even the song There Forever, there's the idea that you're really in love with somebody and you're really into them, but there's a little bit where you know you've messed up, you've made a mistake, and you're kind of like, okay, I'm sorry about that, I should really sort that out, kind of a thing. So for me, in terms of style, always kind of, I write in different styles, being truthful. I write rock, pop, dance, everything, but always a little bit kind of subversive, like a little bit dark in terms of theme, just ever so slightly would be kind of the connecting point. And plus, my big thing is that you feel something when you listen to the music. You either want to dance or you want to, like, give out, or you get energy from what you do, and that's the main thing I want people to connect to.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the secret of any songwriter, that you want to connect with your audience. And I suppose it's like singing with a cover band. You're going to put your heart and soul into cover songs, but it's really the bringing the authenticity of your life experience true to life in music, and you want to connect with that audience.
That's it. Like, even it does make such a difference when you have emotion in the song. Like, people, you can stand and sing a song, but if you don't feel it, the audience aren't going to get you. They need to get something from you, and that's one of the big things as a performer. And it's something that, you know, it can be taught, but I think initially you have to feel something when you perform. Like, I personally don't drink, I don't smoke or anything, and for me, I would pick going and getting on stage and gigging over everything else that I do, because the energy from the crowd, the feeling, it's second to none. Like, there's nothing else I would rather do with my time, to be honest.
So you're telling me that you're a very well-behaved young lady, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you look good, and you're going to go a long way. Is that kind of the way it's going to go?
I don't know about that. I just never took to it, to be honest, which it just, I don't know, it was just not my shtick. Never liked the taste of it. And then the whole smoking thing just didn't appeal to me either, so I don't know. I like chocolate, though. I love chocolate.
Asha, look, everybody is entitled to have their own vice and their own weakness. This single is out now. I presume it's available on all the download platforms like iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah.
What else is coming down the track for Micah?
Well, it's being released on the 19th of August, so I know that the producer of this track is actually Leo Dynamic One, and he's producing so many tracks right now, like, they're doing so well. Like, he's got a new track out called Mango at the moment. So I work with him kind of on an EP based off this kind of music at the moment, and I'm currently in studio writing some rock tracks at the moment as well. Two different things, and there's a few little TV things possibly coming up in the next few months. I'm not allowed to say anything yet till things get signed off, just to see what happens there, really, to be honest.
Well, of course, that is the secret, isn't it, Micah, that you let people think, you let them wondering what else is coming down the track, and then you surprise them with something big. But working with Leo Dynamic One, that's a fair achievement.
Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, like, he's signed to, like, Cobalt and AWAL. Like, it's ridiculous, like, how talented he is. I mean, in terms of, like, his tracks, they're just getting so much traction, like, and boppers completely and utterly, like, and I remember working on this track, and I remember the last day that we listened to it, we were in the studio and we stood back and we were like, oh my god, this is a banger. Like, we were both like, this is a tune. And I remember the first time I did a track with Leo, actually I did it with Leo, but it was when we were starting out, but we started working back 3 years ago, and the first time he produced my vocals on a track. And the first time I really heard me, it makes sense. So I really have to credit him with that, because it was the first time I heard my vocal on a track and was like, oh my god, I'm actually happy with this, which has never happened before. So that'll tell you, he's just so talented, and like, he's got fantastic at what he does. I really couldn't praise him enough.
That is fantastic. And when you do hear yourself back, and when it's professionally produced, it means an awful lot. Micah, before I let you go, I got the name wrong there now, Micah. Of course, you studied here in Cork in UCC.
Yeah.
So people would have had a different version of that name.
They would have, yeah. I would have gone by my first name, because Micah would be my middle name. So they would have known me as Miriam, so that would have been the other name floating around. But I actually, funny, was involved down in Cork with a few bands, but mainly for weddings, when I was back down there studying. And then once I did a degree, I kind of, or did my master's, I kind of said, if I want to do music, I suppose I'm going to give it a shot up in Dublin. So packed me things and up I went, the big smoke.
So I take it you're not from Dublin originally?
No, I'm from
Tipperary. I'm the halfway point.
Ah, get away. What part of Tip are you from?
Holy Cross. I'm between Thurles and Cashel.
I know it well. I spent a year of my life in Thurles in St. Pat's College back in the day.
Oh, God. So you know it. Jesus.
And I know Holy Cross because that's where I had my first drink of alcohol, believe it or not.
Oh, God.
I went up to Thurles to visit the seminary before I entered, and a few students thought it would be a novel idea that we'd cycle out to Holy Cross on somewhat of a pilgrimage. The pilgrimage was actually cycling back because they brought me into the pub. I had a pint of Guinness and I had a shot of Southern Comfort, and I can tell you it was a queer drive back in the road.
That's brilliant. I actually know that I don't think you're the first person or the last person that would have happened to, because I think that happened quite a lot of people cycling out and falling into ditches. I don't know what that says for us down there in Tipperary, but sure, look.
Well, it just proved to me you knew how to get to the Cork people, because you were so fearful of Cork taking you in hurling. We'll take them out to Holy Cross, lads. We'll tell them that we're bringing them in for some spiritual enlightenment. But it wasn't the kind of spiritual enlightenment they were thinking of. It was spiritual enlightenment in a glass. So they won't be able to play then on the field of play. I get you, y'all. You're well up to it.
Oh, sure, look, get the other side legless and then you know you've won. I'll be too busy trying to find water on the pitch and play it.
Fantastic. Well, Michael, listen, I want to wish you continued success, girl, and keep in touch with me. Let me know what else is coming down the track, what else is happening. If you happen to be down in the Cork area anytime in the near future, you're free to pop in and sing a few tunes, as they say, on radio. But listen, delighted to be in touch and continued success with all that you're doing.
And thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really, really honored.
Listen, it's been a pleasure, and you know, it's not such a long way to Tipperary after all, is it?
No, it's only an hour and 50 from the. So
it depends on who's driving now.
We'll say nothing about that.
Michael, listen, continued success. I know you're rehearsing there. I'll let you back to it. But thanks for taking the time to take the call.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
You too. All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye.